I have a poem actually about Scarabray.
Well done.
Written after that visit.
Yeah, when I think of Orkney, I think of Scarabray, and that's not fair. There's a lot more to it, but this is what people think of, I think.
For those who don't know Scarabray, it's a village, a Stone Age village, that was unearthed when dunes were blown away.
Yes.
And so it is one of the most perfectly remaining villages that we have, because it was preserved by the sand. And the amazing thing is how, when you look down into the layout of the houses, they look so recognisably like Crofter houses. We went to a museum soon afterwards, and the setup that they'd done, a mock Crofter house from about the 16th century, could have been Scarabray.
Wow.
What got me also was the stone Welsh dresser.
Yeah.
And you would look down, people had Welsh dressers then, and a safe behind the Welsh dresser. So this is domestic interior, Scarabray. We turn and face a dresser hewn in stone, space for family treasure, a shell to catch the waves perhaps, a decorated pot, the axe head traded for a week's dried fish. Four stone bed frames line the walls, Crofter style, though the warmth of fur is long decayed. Near the hearth, a quern waits to be turned on slab and corn. There would be no clocks, but sun and season, no phone, magazine rack or TV, just stone and hillside and the rhythm of the sea. Homes cut in another generation's midden outlived their builders. Immigrants harvesting sheep on fields, now a sandy bay. What words were theirs beside the fire? Burying no swords or kings, they barely secure a label in Time's museum. Their village must tell their lives. Alleyways link home to home. Children will have run between, parents greeted. On this crystal June morning, gull cries swirl, and out of the wind, it is almost spring. Silently I look down and imagine a woman at the hearth kneading dough. We nod in recognition.
No, I like that. What is a Welsh dresser, says the American?
It's actually what I've got behind me at the moment.